With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside hour two of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Oh!
Right now, top of the fourth inning in San Francisco, and the Dodgers wriggle out of what could have been a very disastrous inning. They get out of a bases-loaded one-out jam. The Giants, though, put a run across. Slater with a single. 1-0 Giants lead, top of the fourth inning, Dodgers coming up. And I mean it, just whoever wins this series is the NL West champ, and the other one clinches a wild card. They've played so well for so long, they don't need to play the rest of September. Let everybody else kind of figure out and battle for that last wild card.
Yeah, the schedules are going to be interesting to watch over the final month, right? The Padres, out of the teams that are still hanging around, Padres have a really grueling final month of the year. So, you know, unless and I think it goes back to Manny Machado the other day when he chuckled. He goes, we're going to need him to pitch Blake Snell to pitch 10 times. He's not kidding. based on the schedule that they have. So you have the opportunity. You know, the Reds with their fun and excitement of what they have, a number of really bad teams in the division. But yes, the Giants, even with a quote-unquote collapse down the stretch here, right? Because everybody keeps posting the, look how many days they led. Like, it doesn't matter. It's how you finish. So let's see what September brings. Wake me up when September ends, TJ.
TJ. Very nice, Mike Harmon. Very nice. We'll keep you updated on this game throughout the night. Again, Giants lead the Dodgers 1-0. Dodgers batting in the top of the fourth inning. And congratulations to Mike Harmon's Northwestern Wildcats getting on the board before halftime against Michigan State. Yeah. Mike Harmon, nice job. It was a long journey to the end of the first half for you. Congratulations getting on the board. You only are down 21-7.
You know, they moved the ball fairly well on other drives, a missed field goal early, a 4th-and-7, where, just like we talked about, the targeting call that wasn't in the Ohio State game the other night. You had a defender with the guy hands on man's hips. Again, is it going to change the game? I don't know, but a penalty is still a penalty. And so they must have ruled it was uncatchable. It led too far. But, you know, being held back like you were trying to do your speed training drills and they have that harness on you and they're holding you back, right? That's kind of like what the receiver was doing there. But score to end the half. You have a field goal try and everything, and now we look at Northwestern getting the ball back, and it comes back to one of the phraseologies that we, you know, the family kicks back and forth. You know, Madeline's called the team mom for her soccer squad, and my brothers and I, you know, talk about this all the time. Adversity will come. How do you respond? See, how's that for a tease and a segue into our next story?
There you go. Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. It is the Jason Smith Show with my best friend. His name is Mike Harmon. You think it's okay to drive stone? The truth is your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. So stop kidding yourself. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA. So Naomi Osaka's run at the U.S. Open is over. She loses to Canadian teenager Layla Fernandez, who when I first heard the name, I remembered, Mike, you talk about, you know, soccer. Go, I coached a Layla Fernandez in soccer like 5 years. There's no way. There's no way. Of course, there was no way. But for the first time, she was pretty athletic. Okay, okay. No, no, there's no way. There's no way.
Now,
no,
how
no
about
way.
That? Not, if suddenly not the she same switch one. Gears and boom.
Yes. Coach Jason was the reason I was able to do this. Coach Jason, thank you very much.
Wow.
Yes, it's like the end of Rocky. Adrienne, and she's running it. Yay, we did it.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden you're Ted Lasso because now you're coaching up kids to play tennis even though you got nothing to do with tennis. You were the coach in soccer.
Don't you fret, Boba Fett. I got it all figured out. Oh, by the way, just really quick. Boy, this was the first week Ted Lasso. I was disappointed in an episode. I'm like,
No, I was still
nothing.
In. This was No. Nothing. There was a bunch going on for me that I dug.
It was just like it was a setup episode. I get
well,
it. Okay,
yeah,
you're setting
it,
up
sure.
The second, but I'm like, okay. I really was like, nah, nothing really. I needed something.
But you were waiting for the Nate to heel turn, and now it's come.
Mm. And I also love seeing when Trent Crim from The Independent's in. It's like he hasn't been in a while. Hey, there's Trent Crim, The Independent. Oh, we're still doing that. Okay.
But, had to bring him back at least for a moment.
Just for his hair. I mean, come on.
No,
the guy's
exactly.
Got the best hair on television. But Naomi Osaka loses to Layla Fernandez, 18-year-old from Canada, who is ranked 73rd, never been this far in a Grand Slam competition. Fernandez saying after her three-set victory, right before the match, I knew I was able to win. Naomi Osaka did not have her best night, right? Watching this, I got a couple of iPads going on. I got a college football iPad when Osaka was in trouble. And we watched her melt down throughout this match, smacking a racket against the ground, throwing her equipment and having it skid halfway to the net, spiking her equipment near the baseline, throwing her racket in the second set tiebreaker. She really just absolutely lost her composure. Lost the match, left in a huff, and you can wait to see if she'll talk to the media after. I don't
and
know
where
to get that. Oh,
yeah.
We did get that. We're going to get that from Naomi Osaka.
Yeah,
coming up in a little bit, you'll hear it. But here's the thing about this: is that this is going to be a big conversation about Naomi Osaka and mental health, and here's where she's at. And would she do this if she didn't? You know, is it part of the meltdown she had tonight? She actually left during the match at one point to change outfits. You know, and this is something, it's gamesmanship that players use. Okay, I need to stem the tide a bit, and I got to
come
back.
Well, you had Tsitsipas on the men's side who kept taking 15-minute bathroom breaks.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I got to go, got to go, got to go.
So disappearing, taking his bag and equipment and everything with him. It's like, what the hell's going on?
It wasn't her best night. And sure, because of the lightning rod she is when she brought up mental health as being a reason why she didn't want to talk to reporters, there's two sides to this, right? There's the mental health aspect of Naomi Osaka, and clearly something is going on with her. And there's the mental health aspect of, is she using that as a shield just to not talk to the media for whatever reason it is, because other times she seems to be okay with talking to the media. No matter what side of it you're on, I'll tell you the 100% truth is that watching her tonight, and seeing her break down and melt down during this match. And look, maybe what she had and is going through her head helped. But one thing is, she has had a year. Okay, some of it's her own doing, and some of it's out of her control. But she has had a year since she announced that mental health is why she doesn't want to talk to the media after. She has been a target, and she has had her supporters, and she's had her detractors. And then she goes to the Olympics, and she lights the cauldron, and then she loses, doesn't want to come out and talk after. Then it's, oh, Naomi Osaka, what is she doing? You know, Japan made her the shining spotlight of the games, and now she couldn't go back out and talk after she loses very early in this. Now you have the U.S. Open and losing early and losing in a way in which she loses her cool, right? 100%. This is Naomi Osaka. She is an athlete who needs a break. Right? She is someone who needs to take a break from the spotlight, a break from competing, and just refresh, recharge, and try to figure out her new normal going forward. Because her world changed this year. Right? I don't think she expected, hey, you know, I don't want to talk to the press, mental health, for it to be the whole big discussion that it's been. But this is a stone that has rolled downhill and gathered momentum ever since that happened. She needs some time now to sit back and figure out, all right, I'm young, I'm in my early 20s, I'm a decorated player, I'm a big star, I want to keep this going, I like my life, I have things to figure out. She's someone that says, okay, you know what, now we're done, here's the U.S. Open, we're finished, take a break. And let's not figure anything else out. You need to come back again in January. You get ready for the next major. But she's someone that needs some time away from playing and the spotlight. Because sometimes the best thing you need is to sit back and get rest and recharge and figure out your next move. Because clearly, Naomi Osaka is just existing from tournament to tournament. All right, how do I get through the Olympics? Okay, now how do I get through the U.S. Open? Take some time now. Take some time for yourself and figure it out. What do you want to do going forward? Do you want to talk to the media? Are you going to say, I'm just not going to do it? However it is, you need to figure that out. So I the best thing for her would be for her to just drop off the grid and go on vacation and figure things out, because when she comes back, she's got to figure out what the new normal is in her tennis career. Because after this year, she can't just go back to being the player who, hey, she comes out, everybody loves her, she's playing, she's winning, she's the new Serena Williams. No, things are different now for her, and she's got to figure out the new normal.
With great power comes great responsibility, and, you know, not everybody can carry that weight. Not to say that she can't at some point, but certainly this year is difficult. As you said, going from being a star in the tennis world to being a face of a sport, right, as the next, as we look at Serena and Venus Williams towards the end of their runs, whatever's left of their competition going forward, what the next couple of years will wave goodbye, and they'll be on, you know, different circuits and, you know, playing celebrity charity events. It just comes for everybody at some point, or they just walk away from it altogether. But for Naomi Osaka, you know, here's Dan Wolkin, who joined us last hour, USA Today, has been chronicling some of the U.S. Open today, and he just had this tweet, ended with her in tears when she was asked, you know, about where she's at, and says winning doesn't make her happy and losing makes her sad. Quote, I'm basically at this point where I want to figure out what I want to do, and I don't know when I'm going to play my next tennis match. And that's good, because in a vacuum, what you watched tonight were the temper tantrums of an 8-year-old who's never been told no or lost. That's what you saw on the court tonight. And that can, you know, blend into the larger mental health discussion. But that's what I see, you know, and remember even as a kid playing, when you were dominating and suddenly you weren't, or in the classroom. I famously had people that were 4.0 students, but you put them in a standardized test and all of a sudden they were deer in the headlights. Like, it was a different world because they couldn't study for it and, you know, truly predict what was going to be on the test. Same thing athletically. Everybody hits a point, except for Tom Brady and LeBron James, it seems. And Michael Jordan, because, you know, who's, you know, you've got those very few where it's like, even if Father Time comes, you're still better than virtually everybody out there. You just need to recognize, you know, at some point you hit the shelf life and you move on and it's the next thing. But everybody athletically, whether it's at the end of your grade school, your high school, be it injury, be it your ability and aptitude, whatever, you know, like there's a convergence of a lot of things where it's just not you anymore. Or you're consistently getting beat. You're not quick enough. You're not strong enough. You're not whatever the sport is. Hell, go to all your work, wherever you are listening across the globe or podcasting across the globe. We appreciate you being part of the family. Think about it. Even in your careers, right? Your paths of, you know, you think you're on this fast track and then it stalls. Some people handle it well. Some people lose their minds. Right. And have issues, you know, accepting, all right, I'm getting passed over promotion. Why? Why am I suddenly not good enough, fast enough, smart enough, you know, in terms of how I'm processing stuff in my job? And some handle it well, some don't, right? Midlife crises, all of those kind of things. For Naomi Osaka, you had a visual today that was just disturbing with all the racket throwing. I was paying attention to it while we're watching football and talking about the pageantry of week one of the college football season. But, you know, the numerous racket throwing, the delay of games, the just walking off the court, all of those things, just it bad sportsmanship, but also there's just something missing in terms of, all right, adversity comes in your life and how you deal with it, you got to respond, right? And, you know, life lessons. I sound like, you know, my dad and grandma, grandpa, you know, pick your family member who gave you those speeches or a teacher or whomever it is, or maybe it's a coach. But the reality is that's where she was at today. And I think the best, based on those words and the tearful response, is, all right, this right now is too much and it's consuming her. And if the game and the sport isn't fun and the competition isn't enough, and you're feeling these outside pressures. And look, I can't possibly fathom what she goes through and what she reads, sees, and hears on a day-to-day basis. But certainly the critical mass has been reached where she needs to pause. And let's face it, it's a cruel world, right? You get to that level of success, you got everybody looking to take their swipes at you. And that's not what I intended to do. But I'm just talking about it, you know, just from the visuals of it's a you don't expect or haven't really experienced a loss perhaps like you were having, and you're battling not only your opponent but also your head as to where you are and your happiness in competing.
Yeah, look, everybody deals with adversity differently. And it usually happens in your career at different times. You work really hard, you get to the top. If you're fortunate enough, for all the big stars in sports, let's you know, treat Naomi Osaka like the superstar that she is, because she is. You work hard, you get to the top, and then you hit some adversity, you figure things out, and it's a journey. For Naomi Osaka, I mean, she was number one player in the world when she was 19 years old. I mean, she, you know, she won her first Grand Slam in 2018 in that very high-profile match against Serena Williams, where Serena Williams melted down because she was upset at some of the calls that were being made. And remember, Naomi Osaka was crying because Serena was upset and she felt awful about the whole scene that Serena put on. You know, so she's had nothing but success, and she's had nothing but being able to win and continue to grow her brand and do things that, hey, I didn't think I would get to do this early in my career. And now things get difficult. And some of it is brought on, you know, she brought on herself when she said, okay, I want to talk about this, and I want to talk about this mental health part of it, and I don't want to talk to the media. Now, whether this got out of control for her or not, but this is the first bit of adversity that she's really had to deal with. She had been playing well. Look, she won the Australian Open in January. She, you know, she's got four majors now. She's winning one a year. Everything is great, right? That's what the best players do. And since then, it's been different. Whether she hasn't been ready for the attention, whether it's she should stay off of social media, whether it's I don't know how to deal with not winning the way I used to, I don't know how to deal with anything that's not just playing great and playing tennis and having everything else come in my way, she's got to figure that out. And that's why she needs some time to take away from this game and sit back and spend the next few months doing nothing and figuring out how she's going to navigate the next phase of her career. Because whenever she does come back, it's going to be, you still pissed at the press? You still want to talk? Are you? What's your mental health situation like? Is it really a mental health situation? Are you hiding behind mental health? Should you wind up saying more about it so more people get on board with you and understand what you're going through? But that's what she needs. She needs this time now to go, okay, I've been going. I've been existing from tournament to tournament, and now this is not going the right way for me. I've not hit rock bottom and come back up from it. I'm continuing to backslide. So the more time she spends away right now and out of the spotlight, away from competing, it will be better for her, because you got to figure things out. When things don't go your way, you have to figure out how I'm going to dig out from this. It's what all great champions do. Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. Great points there, Mike, on Osaka. And again, congratulations on your Northwestern Wildcats score.
Hey, man, they're driving. Let's go. Let's go. Long road back.
Very excited. We will bring you some of Naomi Osaka's press conference when we have it edited for you. Again, breaking down at the end. Winning doesn't make her happy. Losing makes her sad. You will hear it. But coming up next, we're going to get into a big story out of the NFL. We are less than a week away from the regular season, and there are some star players whose NFL's careers may be over way sooner than we thought. That's coming up next right here, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Right now, Giants and the Dodgers. Game of the night. Series of the weekend in Major League Baseball. The Giants lead it 1-0 as they bat right now in the bottom of the fifth inning. Both teams tied atop the NL West. It has been some kind of run so far. I feel bad that these teams have to keep playing baseball after this weekend. It's like, come on, they've proven enough, right? They've done enough. The winner is in. The winner wins the West. The loser's the wild card. Give them some time off, then we start the playoffs. They have done enough.
I like the way you think. No, yeah. That's an interesting development.
Not many people
management
do.
On a different level.
Mm. Not many people do, Mike Harmon, in my Twitter feed. And not a lot of people like my Tom Brady take from last night that's gone viral, which we'll get to in a few minutes. But
there's some curious responses to that.
Oh, my goodness. It's insane. And
look, in the end, good luck. I like that. I didn't disparage
like
anybody.
Like
I didn't disrespect their points. I just wish them luck.
Good luck. Obviously they're going to continue to play. But right now, again, Giants 1-0 over the Dodgers. Giants batting now in the bottom of the fifth inning.
Brandon big series Bell. For you too, though, buddy.
Big series right now. Listen, the Mets, all we needed was to start booing our fans, and now we can't lose. There it is. All we had to do.
I told you.
That
was the galvanizing moment. You laughed at me.
The Mets are Metsing their way to turn it into a positive, which is so totally Mets. 100% so totally Mets.
All it took was a week, 3 days of chaos to open a week.
Yep. And the Rockies beat the Braves tonight. So now the Mets are only 4 games out of
That's what I mean. Play. Look at this.
I know. It's crazy. Buddy, all we needed to do was have the most embarrassing headline possible. Okay, now let's make our way back from it. Okay, we're
That's
doing
That's what
it
you
now.
Call taking one for the team.
Playing the Marlins and the Nationals has a lot to do with it. But still, the Mets even withstood an Edwin Diaz blown save tonight, and they still beat the Nationals. It's amazing.
Look, because that's the other part of it, right, is schedule watching begins for some of those fringe teams. And if you're going to be able to play games against the weaker teams in the league and, the few interleague series that are left, you got to take advantage of them, right? We always joke about it, right? And that's where people are trying to deride the White Sox. And it's like, oh, they can't beat this team. Yes, but they've beaten up on everybody else to put themselves in position to play meaningful games at the end of September and into October. Where's the problem? Like, you can dissect it however you want, and playing without a number of players who are injured for long stretches of time, but that gets dismissed in the process. Not to get all homer, but you can do that for each team. You can go down the road with each team and be like, all right, as long as you're in contention, if you're healthy to finish off the final week or two, you just need to get into the dance. Yeah. Right? It's like we were talking before. You get into the dance, anything can happen.
Mets are only 3 games back of the wild card. They're back at 500. And it's Friday. It's like all this awful stuff. This just happened 5 days ago. And the Mets have gone through and lived 1,000 lives. And now we're winning, right? We win in extra innings. Now we got great energy. People are hitting the ball. It's, look at that. I mean, this is a week for the Mets. It's a year of drama for any other baseball team. It's a week in the beginning of September for the Mets. That's how it works.
Be one hell of a run if they did climb back.
It's weak.
Javi Baez would get a statue.
I'm exhausted. from this week. It's a week, and I'm exhausted.
I understand.
Listen, we're going to have that Naomi Osaka sound for you coming up in a few minutes as she broke down the end of her press conference after losing in the U.S. Open tonight and melting down on the court during the match. But as we sit here now, less than a week away from the beginning of the NFL season, there are a bunch of NFL stars that remain unsigned and their careers may be over way sooner than we thought they'd be. All right, so let's go through the top four guys that are unsigned right now. That's kind of shocking. Is this the end for them and their chances of getting back into the game? We'll start with Cam Newton, who, wait a minute, he got let go. He's not getting signed. There is no interest in Cam Newton. All right, now, I told you, and I've been telling you for years, his career will end early because he's a bigger quarterback. Bigger quarterbacks break down faster. As Jay Glazer told us last night when he visited Patriots camp, there seemed to be something off with Cam. Maybe his hips, something, throwing the ball. This is how it goes. It's not surprising that Cam Newton is looking for a job right now. I don't think he's going to get another one. If there's questions around the league as to whether or not he'd be a good teammate as a backup quarterback, he's not getting the gig. If he's not getting vaccinated for COVID, he's not getting a gig. So you can look at Cam Newton's time in the NFL as being over. I don't see a team signing him with all of those things going on, even if they have problems at quarterback. Is Cam going to come in and play at a high level? What kind of guy is he going to be? That's going to be very, very difficult. So Cam Newton, yeah, I can see this being the last time we've seen him in the NFL.
Well, but we've talked about Cam, you know, even going back to last year, right? The throwing motion never looked right. Put up a couple of performances early before COVID and then wasn't right thereafter. Injuries pile up. Look, you carry the ball 100 times plus per year, and those are rushing attempts, plus the number of hits you've taken when you're back to pass. That adds up. I mean, dude came into the league in 2011. That's a pretty good run for the style of football he'd played for the decade. So given that he can't be that Superman anymore, right, because that was it, he used to do the shirt ripping thing as a touchdown celebration. He can't do that consistently. Does that mean that he's out entirely? Nah, I think I'd give it about a 10% chance that the door could swing back open. Look, football's a funny game and injuries happen in a flash. But the vaccination status certainly does hang out there, right? You know, adding those variabilities, and as much as Bill Belichick can deny it, I just shrug and say it's a coach talking about something that he already got the memo about what Urban Meyer said. So he wasn't going to say that that was part of anything. So, you know, even if you don't believe it was a huge part, it certainly, I believe, was a contributing factor. So I think there's very little likelihood that he comes back. But look, he went back to a natural life cycle of a quarterback. We shouldn't be expecting everybody to go 15 to 20 years.
Mm. So if I'm going zero, you're going 10%. I'm going 0% on Le'Veon Bell. This is a guy who 4 years ago was the best running back in the game. And then he signed with the Jets, and he was one of the worst running backs in the game. You saw the Chiefs decide that maybe it was the Jets' offense. Maybe it was Adam Gase's fault, you know, not giving the ball enough, whatever it was. He was anti-signing Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon Bell stunk. He signed for the money, and then he stopped. He goes to the Chiefs, and he's not even a guy that dents the scoreboard for them. It was going to be, oh, he's going to make all their issues go away. He's going to be huge on third down. He didn't even get on the field in the Super Bowl. Le'Veon Bell's career is over. No one's going to bring him in because no one thinks he has anything left in the tank. His stunning fall has been a good couple of years now, so you've had a lot to look at, and teams are gonna go over when they need a running back and go, Le'Veon Bell have anything left? Can we really trust him? He signed for that money. If he didn't play when he was getting paid a lot of money, is he going to really come back and pay if we're only going to give him, you know, $1 million or $500,000? I don't think so. Let's move on. I think he's done in the NFL as well.
I don't think there's any chance he comes back. I think his problems began when he made the decision to opt out. And look, you know, you make decisions for your career. You live with the consequences. It doesn't mean that he didn't get a nice pile of money from the Jets, but his career trajectory was never the same, right? He was in a stable environment, stable O-line, stable system, and a coach who somehow juggled really a collection of guys that are, as you hear some more of the behind the scenes, this would be a pretty good extension of the VH1 Behind the Music series, those Steeler teams with some of the characters. But at this point, you know, the Ravens, when J.K. Dobbins went down, heard there was, you know, there was a whisper. What about him? Or when Cam Akers went down here in L.A., I was like, well, maybe. No, Like, there's not a consideration. Ninth year out of Michigan State as the Sparty goes up again on Northwestern after a failed field goal attempt. So salty. But, see, they all tie together. You had to bring up a Spartan. And then, you know, 9 years out, and there's so many talented guys that come out of college now that never get a sniff. Just the way the NFL works and churns through running backs in terms of systems and whatever. No, they're not bringing in a guy with baggage history, even if he was 75% of the guy he once was. I wouldn't touch him, and I think 32 teams will opt to find somebody else.
I think the same's true of Adrian Peterson, even though he was okay in spurts last year for Detroit. Being 36, being unsigned right now, barring some incredibly huge situation where team loses a couple of running backs and are competing, Adrian Peterson's NFL career is over as well. The only running back, the only star that I can see getting back in the game, who was just a star as recently as a year or two ago, right? If there's no Newton, there's no Le'Veon Bell, there's no Adrian Peterson, the only guy I can see is Todd Gurley. And even then, it's going to take a middle-of-the-season injury for teams to think, all right, Gurley is only 27. He hasn't had any wear and tear on his knee over the course of the past few months. Maybe we can get a decent 7 or 8 games out of him, not carrying the mail, right? Like, forget about any of his days of someone signing me, but number one, right? That's not happening. It's got to be a middle of the season. Hey, we lost a guy. We need another running back. Gurley is still young enough. He's a pretty good teammate. And maybe with this lack of wear and tear, he can give us a few carries per game and be all right for us for the last 8 weeks of the season. That's the only guy out of all these stars that I can see continuing his career in the NFL this season is Todd Gurley.
Yeah, the only guy I can see is a running back that you didn't mention who's older than it might be older than all of them combined because you know what you're going to get from him. That's Frank Gore.
You're going to get 2.5 yards a carry. You will get 2.5 yards a carry.
Right, but he's, you know, the veteran that's slides in, and obviously I say that with great love and admiration for what was a long career, guy that came into league back in 2005. No, that one's done too. But with Gurley, it's the same thing. If I need him for a short time, another guy whose name pops up every time a running back gets injured at this point, right? Baltimore and the Rams, certainly, you know, the homecoming, all of that kind of stuff. I think the knee, remember when we used to have that question for Jay Glazer every week? And Jay Glazer couldn't even answer it.
Yeah.
Right? That shows you how unknown, you know, the severity of what Gurley was dealing with on a week-to-week basis versus he's in game and all of a sudden it just doesn't trigger right anymore, right? One or two big runs and all of a sudden in the second quarter he's got no juice, no burst. And so I don't know that any team goes down that rabbit hole. I'd put that in the 10% category. He's a guy that in your average fantasy draft actually cracked the top 100 in running backs. Yay. But I mean, think about it. You got guys like Devontae Freeman who can't keep a gig at this point. There's a number of running backs much younger who are out there and can't really even keep to anything but a practice squad slot at this point. TJ Yeldon, it comes to mind. You know, as you go through, you can find a number of guys. Maybe there's one off your favorite college team over the last 2 or 3 years that can't get a sniff. Yeah, I don't think they go back to the well with Todd Gurley.
You see, I like it because the one thing he's done really well, even last year in the amount of time he spent with the Falcons, is he's pretty good on the goal line. He's a pretty good red zone running back, and he finds the end zone. He scores touchdowns, and teams are going to need that. We need a finishing running back who can do this when we get down the end, who can be that insurance guy we get inside the 10 that knows how to find the end zone, and that's Gurley. So I could, but again, it's a mid-season thing, and it's, we have other guys, we just have a need for right here for someone to come in and just kind of,
you know, carry the ball five or six times a game, maybe catch a couple of passes, maybe get some red zone opportunities. We need somebody we can trust. It's got to be a competitor because no one's going to have Gurley come in if they're not competing. So but that's the only way I see it out of all of those guys. It's going to
I like that you set it up that way because, look, as now an experienced man, I will not say I'm old, I like when guys get to extend their career some, especially after an injury, some adversity, right? Getting a shot to find another space. I just don't know how much that is when you start looking at rostering a guy who really is just a short yardage back. Have we gone back to that? Do we have that like we used to with Michael the Burner Turner, who just kind of rolled into the end zone? See, Falcons again.
Yeah.
And Kyle Twitter Pitts fantasy owners hate you for even bringing that up because it means, well, maybe he comes back to the Falcons. Damn it!
You know how many teams I had Michael Turner on? Oh, my.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
J.R. Smith's huge boner.
Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, man, Jason, I'm celebrating Smith's that guy. Right? We didn't talk a lot about J.R. Smith going back to college, but he's been open about how hard it's been trying to play golf, whatever else. But the student part of it, like I always say, you can always go back to school, baby. They stay open. Go get it.
Hey, everybody, I'm going back to school. All right.
I might go get my PhD. Become doctor.
He's the new Thornton Mellon.
Fox Why not? Sports Radio. I used to be called that, by the way. Not a far stretch from Swollen Dome, you know.
They called you Thornton Mellon, really, from back to school?
My brothers did, yes. They love the surname Mellon to go with my bulbous head.
Hey, Mellon, we need you. Can you do the triple Lindy? Toughest dive I ever saw.
I can't say that I ever did, but right. I can't say I ever tried, so who knows?
All right, all right. I'll tell you what, Triple Lindy is a great drink, too, man. I had Triple Lindy a few
is
times.
That right?
Oof,
what's
yeah,
in
Triple
there?
Lindy's a pretty good drink. Well, I haven't had one in years, but there's a let's just say it's one of those drinks with a lot of stuff in it.
Now I have to look it up. I might go order one after the show. Let's go.
I don't know if every bartender can make it, but, you know, good luck with that.
I'll print out the recipe and just say, give me this. Let's go.
Right now, college football going to the fourth quarter. Northwestern down to Michigan State. The Spartans lead this 28-7 as we head to quarter number four. Meanwhile, Colorado leads North Colorado 28-7. It's a pretty decent spread. Northern Colorado might be able to cover the Bears. Bears, yo. Bears. But clearly both games, 28-7, going to the fourth quarter. So while we're in the first weekend of college football, everybody loves Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, Oklahoma, and Georgia, right? Every single pick of, hey, who's going to make it to the college football playoffs, everybody involves four of those five teams, right? Whether it's Alabama, Ohio State are the most popular, then it's Clemson, Oklahoma, and then maybe a little bit of Georgia. But those are your five teams that everybody loves to make it to the playoffs. I'll give you two teams because judging by their schedule and how they can get there, here's two teams that could crash the party that people aren't giving enough attention to. And forget about teams like Cincinnati and Coastal Carolina. They're not making it, right? They'll take a five loss Alabama team before they take an undefeated Cincinnati team.
That is true.
Team number one is USC.
Look at
USC
you.
Has a veteran team. I'm telling you, I talked about it last the end of the college football season in January. Watch
you got
out
a Slovis
USC.
Tattoo in the offseason.
Look, this is a veteran team. Slovis is a terrific quarterback, and most importantly, they avoid Oregon and Washington all the way to the Pac-12 championship game. It's a perfect schedule for USC. The other team is Iowa State. Don't sleep on the Cyclones. They bring everybody back from last year. They are loaded everywhere you could possibly be. But Oklahoma's getting all the attention, but people forget how good Iowa State was last year. And everybody's back. And this offense was a steamroller. This is one of those teams where they go, oh, undefeated in the Big 12? Yeah, we can't really say no to them. All right, Iowa State, congratulations. You're in.
Yeah, they're in that top 10 of opportunists. I'm looking at Washington, and I certainly had Iowa State as the other team I was looking at as well, looking at their schedule, opportunity knocks.
Cyclones! Cyclones! Coming up next, we get back into the biggest developing story of the night. Right here, Jason Smith, Mike Harmon, this is Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.